Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. We're certainly glad that you've joined us today. Mark Schatz and I are here discussing again in the book of Galatians, and today we'll begin in Galatians chapter 2, beginning at verse 7. As we look at the things we've already discussed, we've talked about how there's just one gospel, and how Paul received that gospel from the Lord, and it was not to be changed, but rather we are to change to fit what the gospel says that we need to be. What we'll do today is we'll begin in Galatians chapter 2 and read, first of all, verses 7 through 10. Mark, would you read that?
Beginning in verse 7. But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me, as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter, for he worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised, also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do.
Well, Mark, as we study here and we read about Paul's work, we read about how Peter was going to work among the Jews while Paul was going to work among the Gentiles, but he speaks there in verse 7 of two different gospels. Is that what he's saying?
Well, Paul, we know that he's not talking about two different gospels that were acceptable to preach because of what he'd said in chapter 1, that there was only one gospel. So we have to look at the context of verse 7 and realize that he's talking about the same gospel that was preached to the uncircumcised was the same gospel that was preached to the circumcised. The difference there in verse 7 is just who the audience was, but it was the same gospel that was preached. Paul was sent to the Gentiles, which were known as uncircumcised, and he preached the pure gospel to them. Peter was sent to the Jews, which were known as the circumcised, and Peter preached the pure gospel to them. It's the same gospel, just different people. And it's interesting to note that you're either a Jew or a Gentile. So it talks here about that the gospel is preached to everyone is the same gospel, the pure gospel he talked about in chapter 1.
That's a great point, Mark. And as we look in verse 8, we see that the gospel, that it was effective both among the circumcised and the uncircumcised. The Jewish world and the Gentile world, it was effective. That same gospel that could cause the Gentiles to believe and to obey and to have their sins forgiven would also work the same thing among the Jews. What a great point that is. And so what we see there, I believe, if I'm understanding correctly, is that they were united, both Paul and Peter here, as Paul preached that same gospel to the Gentiles and Peter preached that same gospel to the Jews. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, it's just showing the division of labor as we go down through here.
Paul goes on to talk there about some men who seem to be pillars, and he refers to James and Cephas, that's Peter, and John, and how they welcomed Paul's work in the gospel. We see that while Paul was called as one out of due time, that he was an apostle, and they extended him the right hand of fellowship. We see here that that fellowship they extended was their sharing together in the work of God. Many people misunderstand how that word is used, but we see here that it's used in such a way to talk about the preaching of the gospel and the work that was being done. We do notice there that there's something else that they were encouraged to do as they went preaching the word. What was that, Mark?
Verse 10 says, they desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do.
We do know that as they went preaching, that the different churches knew that there were needy saints back in Judea, and that they were wanting to take care of them, make sure they were provided for. And certainly there were needy saints throughout the world, and they were to be remembered. And that's something that we need to think about today as well, that as we go forth and we preach one gospel, one message of salvation to whoever we come in contact with, we understand that we also ought to remember those poor Christians and try to help them in every way that we can. Part of the work that God's given the church to do is to care for needy saints. Let's go ahead and progress with our reading and begin at verse 11 and read down through verse 16.
Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles, and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified.
As we look at this passage, Mark, we see very clearly something that took place that was a bit of a controversy between Peter and Paul. We read earlier that Peter and James and John, they were perceived as pillars among the saints. They were considered to be influential, and they carried a lot of weight, what they said. And Paul here finds a situation that he feels that Peter needs to be confronted about. What is that situation?
The situation is that he was fellowshipping with the he was eating with the Gentiles, but then certain Jews came, and then Peter withdrew himself and he wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore because he feared those who were of the circumcision.
So he acted one way when some people were around, and acted another way when others were around. When the Jews were around, he treated the Gentiles differently, but when he was just with the Gentiles, he fully accepted them. And so this is that hypocrisy here that seems to have even carried such an influence that Barnabas was influenced by this. And what we see is that Paul has a great deal of confidence in Barnabas, but here even Barnabas is carried away with that hypocrisy. And so maybe we learn a lesson there, that we need to be very careful that we're not carried away by influential people. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
Yeah, just because they're influential doesn't mean that they can violate or change the truth of the gospel. We saw that in Paul. We saw that in the Galatians. They weren't allowed to change it. It doesn't matter who they are. He said earlier, we saw in chapter 2, the truth of the gospel has to continue, and we change to conform to that truth, no matter who we are or how influential we might be.
So Paul had to change his life, we read about earlier, to be what the gospel said he should be. And now Peter needs to make sure that he makes those changes and he doesn't go back to that old law. I have to think that it took an awful lot of courage for Paul to withstand Peter to the face. That for him to stand up against someone who was a pillar and who was influential and powerful, and to be willing to stand against him. That had to be a hard thing, but Paul was willing to do that for the sake of the gospel, and we need to do that as well.
Yes, we need to do that as well. Whenever we find that the truth of the gospel is being violated or not upheld, no matter who it is, we need to reveal the truth to them and just ask that they be what the gospel wants them to be.
Well, we're so glad that you've joined Mark and I today as we've been able to discuss more about one gospel. One gospel is to be preached to all people, and that's what we want to do. We want to preach the gospel, the same gospel they preached in New Testament times. We want to preach that today so that men can hear that saving message and they can be added to the Lord's church. They can have salvation. They can have the forgiveness of sins. We'll hope you continue to study with us as we look at the rest of this book of Galatians and we study together. We hope that you have a very good week, and join us again next time for a few more Minutes of Truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.